in the verse where Jesus is talking about keeping, in Matthew 11, 28, he's talking about rest. He's talking about coming to him. We don't often talk about the Sabbath in the Christian church. Or, I mean, sometimes we kind of feel like, oh, is that something that was for a time past? Is that something that was Old Testament? And it's not something that we have to observe anymore. I think it's worthwhile, not particularly, after, how many people were a little bit worn out after the Christmas holidays? Let me see some hands. I was. I see a number of you. I was worn out. I thought, you know what, maybe this is a good time to talk about the Sabbath, the need for a Sabbath rest. Do Christians keep the Sabbath? What is it? Why do we have a Sabbath? Was that something that was given for before and no longer? How would you even do it? So that's what we're going to be talking about. A little bit of history. It begins all the way at the beginning, talking about when God created the heavens and the earth. When he finished it, right? After 6 days, everything was finished. And it says, in all their vast array, everything was completed. And so on the seventh day, he rested, right? He rested from all his work, and then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Set it apart as a unique and special day. That's what holy means, to be set apart for God's purposes, right? So he set it apart, and because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. In the narrative here, God teaches us something about the creation. What is the creation? What does that consist of? The world? What else? It's really everything, right? It's you, it's me, it's the world. Is it time? It's everything that we can see, feel, and touch, right? Those are the things that God created, and he taught us something about it, that it needs rest. Did God need a rest? Does God get tired? I mean, for God to say, let there be light, was no more difficult for him than to say, let there be a human being, or let there be a squirrel, or let there be an amoeba. I mean, God is infinite. His power is infinite. His abilities, his knowledge are infinite. He doesn't run out. You and I run out, right? God doesn't run out, but so the infinite is infinite. It doesn't run out, but the finite runs out, right? We run out. We run out of energy. We get tired. We are the ones that God was teaching us about a Sabbath rest. It's a blessing and an example that he gave us from the beginning, in the beginning, and who is it for? Who's the Sabbath that he's teaching about for? Yeah, it's us. Although, actually, he even teaches about giving the land a Sabbath rest. They were to till and plow and work the land, but every 7 years, I believe, they were supposed to give the land a rest. And I think the 49 years, that was the... Yeah. But yeah, the land actually, and farmers do that, don't they? They don't, if they keep growing corn over and over and over and over and over again on the same piece of property, their product, their harvest will get worse and worse and worse because they are depleting, the nutrients of the soil. And just like the ground needs a Sabbath, a rest, even more so we need a Sabbath rest, right? In Ezekiel, it says, I gave them my decrees, that's his laws, his commands, by which the person who obeys them, whoever obeys God's laws, will live. And it says, I also gave them my Sabbaths as a sign between us. as a sign between us so that they would know that I, the Lord, made them holy. The Sabbath is an actual symbol, a sign that is attached to his people. It's part of our identity. What do Christians do on Sunday? They go to church, right? What do the Jews do on Saturday? Yeah, temple, Sabbath. Yeah. It's part of who we are. We set aside a time to focus on and honor God. It's what makes us his people. It says, I made it as a sign between us so that they would know that I, the Lord, made them holy. I made them a people set apart for me, right? Now, this next one, remember the Sabbath day, keeping it holy? Remember what that's a part of? The Ten Commandments. Very good. You remember which one? Third? I had to look it up too. Sometimes we get them out of order. It's the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does holy mean? Setting it apart for God, right? It says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. So that was the Old Testament. This is where the Sabbath came from and how God described it. So what were some of the other Ten Commandments? Don't kill. What else? Love the Lord your God. Well, that's... no, that was the first one. But have no other gods before you. Right, yeah. What else? Don't use the Lord's name in vain. Yep. Good one. We forget about that one, don't we? What else? Don't steal, right? Don't lie. Don't bear false witness. All these ones that are pretty familiar, and we recognize, yeah, you're not supposed to kill people. Ten Commandments says emphatically, don't do that. Don't steal, okay? We know that's wrong. Honor the Sabbath. Do we put the Sabbath on the same plane? Or do we kind of say, oh, the Sabbath, well, that's not quite as important as don't kill. Right? It's God put it in there. It's one of the ten. It's something we're called to do. It's part of what I talked about my series before Advent was... one of the things of a Christ follower was Lord. When I say Lord, Lord, what is it? I mean it. When I say Lord, I mean you are the Lord of my life. You are first. I bow my knee to you and to no one else, right? And I don't pick and choose the Ten Commandments. I follow them, right? So do we keep the Ten Commandments? Pretty good idea for a believer. But what was the purpose of it? What was the purpose of it? We're going to go ahead and read our verse as we dig a little deeper so we can understand it's not just a command. There was something behind it. There's reason and meaning behind it. Let's stand as we read our verse today. Jesus' teaching on rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord Jesus, teach us. Teach us this in a way that it just seeps into our lives and becomes a part of our identity, of who we are as followers of Christ, as God's people. We know you have blessing in mind for us as a result. So just teach us, Lord God. Let this impact the places in our lives that need it today, we pray. In Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's look at what Jesus said about the Sabbath. Did Jesus need a Sabbath day? See this verse. This was my devotions today. I read through this. Just happens that that's where I was in my devotions. Jesus. This was after he had been tempted in the desert. After he had been baptized by John, went and was tempted in the desert, and he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. On the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom. Right? What's a custom? Just a habit. It's kind of what we do. This is what I do. We get into our routines. A custom might be something even more than just my personal routine, but it might be a routine that we all do. It's a custom that our people do. But you get the idea. It's just this is kind of the norm for Jesus. Jesus taught by example. Because what's louder, actions or words? Yeah, they're both important, right? But if we have words and no actions, yeah, those actions can really speak pretty loudly of the words that we say. And Jesus spoke by actions and his word. He went as was his custom into the synagogue. For the Sabbath, that's what he did. Do Christians still need the Sabbath? Did Jesus still need the Sabbath? He was fully human, wasn't he? Fully divine, still fully God, and yet he was still fully human. He experienced the weaknesses, the hurts, the pains of his human body. He needed a Sabbath. And so do we. And he taught us why the Sabbath was so important. This next verse, Jesus describes this. He and his disciples were walking along on the Sabbath day, and they were walking by a grain field, and they would just pick a stalk. You see what they do? They rub the grain out of it into their hands, and they had some grain that they could eat, right? Well, you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. And so the Pharisees were like, aha, gotcha, which is what they like to do. They were all about just, getting those gotchas rather than really trying to understand what God's heart was. And they said, your disciples are picking grain. They're doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath. Just wanted to find a way to catch Jesus and discredit him. And Jesus said, you people don't get it. In a nutshell, he says, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And so I am the Son of Man, how he referred to himself. I'm Lord even of the Sabbath. So don't try to pull this. The Pharisees had in mind that the most important thing to God was the laws. If you had to obey the law, that's what God was watching, just to make sure that that's that mindset of an understanding of who God is, of the thunderbolt God. Like, he's just watching you. Nope. Just waiting for you to make a mistake so we could fall down on you and drop the guilt complex on you or punish you in some way. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is looking down on you and saying, my son, my daughter, whom I love so much. And I'm watching with them and I'm walking alongside them as they've invited me into their lives. And I want to bless them. And so in order to bless them, because I created them and I know how they were designed, I'm going to tell them how they will be most blessed in their lives. You know what he used to help us to find out how we would be most blessed in our lives? Commandments. Yeah. These are the things that said, you know what? I know that my children will be most blessed if they don't kill each other. So I'm going to tell them, don't kill, right? They'll be blessed as a people if they don't steal or lie to each other. So I'm going to tell them, don't do that, because they'll be blessed that way. And you know what? I know that they need a day of rest. I created them. I designed them. And I know they need time to breathe. So I'm going to give them a commandment that you need to take a day of rest. So that's how God looks on us. He says, I made the Sabbath for man so that man would be blessed. I didn't make man, the Sabbath and then jam man into it. I made my creation, my children, and I created the Sabbath so that they would be blessed. Do you see the difference? It's the heart of God for us. His desire is to bless us. Do Christians still need to keep the Sabbath? Yeah. It is how God has designed us and created us to be blessed. We haven't changed in that. We're still wired the same way. We were designed for a day of rest. That next verse says, remember the Sabbath. Let's look at how he designed it. Remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy, right? And not doing any work. That's what how he designed the Sabbath for us. Keeping it holy. We acknowledge whose the Sabbath is. It's God's. It's his Sabbath. He set it apart. And he made it holy. It was his decision to do that for us. And so we take time as we remember whose it is. We take time to acknowledge him, to make him a part of this. That's why it's part of our identity of we come to worship together, because it's who we are. Do you know why I'm here every Sunday? It's not because they pay me, though I'm grateful that they do. It's not because I have to. It's for the same reason I did before I was a pastor. I didn't become a pastor until I was, 40 or so. Before that, I was sitting down there with you. And I came every Sunday then, too. It hasn't changed for me from before I was a pastor to when I am a pastor. I'm here because I love the Lord, and he loves me, and it's his day. And I just can't think of where else I would be on a Sunday but with the Lord my God. It's who I am. That's part of it. I'm remembering whose the Sabbath is and whose I am. I'm here because I am his. And he's mine. And I want to worship him. So that's part of the keeping it holy. It's his day. I'm his child. And here's where I want to be. Here's where I want to be. Whether I'm here, if I go on vacation, we find a place to worship somewhere in God's house, in one of his people, And it's because it's who we are. It's who we are. So keeping it holy, very simply, what is the Sabbath? How is it designed? We keep it holy and we rest. We rest. The Sabbath is supposed to be just that. After 6 days of hard work, we take a holy day of rest. We're designed that way. It's hard. We work hard all week, whether it's providing food, going to work, raising our kids, going to school, making our marriage work, parenting, you know, all the stuff of life. It's hard, isn't it? We are designed to take that day to breathe with God and to rest. And that means rest, literally. I don't know if I should try to re-describe that in some other way, but rest. That means don't do anything. Don't run out. It's so easy for us to fill up that day, isn't it? Oh, I'm so busy all week long. I got to get stuff done on the Sabbath day because I didn't have time all week long, right? Sometimes it's simply we're keeping up with our culture that just drives us with busy, till we're so busy all week long, time Sunday comes along, we're just trying to get everything else done that we didn't get done during the week. And that is not rest. That is not what God had designed us for. You know what it does in saying, I'm going to honor God, I'm going to put him and make this day a holy day? It means I prioritize the rest of my week. It means I'm thinking about the Sabbath on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm planning to make sure I got to get this done. I'm going to need to take time to be with the Lord in church and have time to rest on Sunday. It does take prioritization. It takes planning. Because otherwise, this culture will just run us ragged. It will keep us busy every step of the way. Jesus calls us to do that, to set this day aside as holy and to come and rest. This verse that we read today, next slide. Come you to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Come to Jesus. Come and take the Sabbath. Don't fill it up with activities. Don't fill it up with stuff. We can fill it up with mindless things. I'll tell you, it is a challenge for pastors to not do that. Because as a pastor, you spend all week thinking about what? Bible study, prayer, praying for people, counseling people about God and his word. You spend 6 days thinking about God, thinking about biblical and spiritual things. And you know what the temptation is for me on, you know what my Sabbath is? It's not on Sunday. Just so you know, my Sunday is a work day. It's a day of ministry. My Sabbath is on Monday. Monday is the day when I have to disconnect and breathe. I have to have a Sabbath just like you do. But you know what the temptation is? I've been thinking about spiritual stuff for 6 days. The temptation is to just think about nothing. I'm just being honest with you. But you know who needs a Sabbath, a holy time with God? Me. We all do. I'm no different. And the temptation for me is to say, I've been so busy, I'm so tired, I just want to veg, I just want to just do nothing. We all have that temptation. You have it as well as I do. But we need to have a Sabbath where we just focus on God and rest with him. Come to Jesus. Come to him. And he said, when you come to me, you will find what? Rest. Rest for your souls. Jesus says his yoke is far easier and far lighter than the one that we want to try to carry ourselves. And what we will find is when we get frustrated and tired and edgy and irritable, it's oftentimes because we've not taken the Sabbath rest on a regular basis and had that time to go, just get with God and let him give me rest and fill me back up again. If you're struggling with that and frustration and just feeling like you're just never catch up. And I know this seems like the antithetical solution. If you're feeling too busy, take a day off. Oh my gosh, how can I do that? I already got more stuff to do than I got time to do it. Yeah, exactly. Look at your life, prioritize God first, and you will be surprised. It's kind of like our giving. When we prioritize God and give generously, sacrificially to God, up to the tithe, beyond the tithe, we think, I can't afford that. Guess what? When you give as God has led you, he more than makes up for it. But you start the giving, and then he steps in and shows you how faithful he is. You start your Sabbath, and you watch and see how God begins to give you space to breathe in your life. It's how he works, and it's good. I was talking with the brother this morning. God is good, even in the midst of challenges, and we don't quite know how it's all going to work out. His ways, his plans, they will be what? Good. They will be good. They will be good. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up as we just close in prayer. And I'm going to ask you to think for a moment about your Sabbath. If you have one, if you've never thought of one, if you thought you've been having one, ask yourself, did I come to Jesus? Did I take time to just say, my Sabbath, I'm going to be spending time with Jesus? He said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So, did you come to him? And were you rested? Are you rested? If your Sabbath, you've come away from your Sabbath, and you're as frazzled or more so than you were beforehand, then you need to rethink your Sabbath. Did I meet with Jesus? Am I rested after my Sabbath? As we close, we're gonna sing a song called Breathe. And if you're recognizing the need to breathe, you're recognizing the need to just take that Sabbath rest with him, and you know, it's not something I've been really good at doing, or maybe I've never even tried, I'm going to open the altar for you to just use that as a touchstone to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to begin, and I'm not going to do it perfectly right away. I know this, I'm going to have to sort this out, but I'm going to begin to try to meet with you and rest as my Sabbath every Sunday. And I'm just going to pray that you help me, meet with me. Show me how to do this. Let the altar be your response to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to do this. Here's my commitment to you. I'm going to trust that you're going to hold to your commitment to me to meet me there. So as we sing, if you want to just come and make that, Lord, here I am, let's begin to walk our Sabbaths together. Just come and meet with him for a minute at the altar. And you'll find him to be faithful.